Hello, welcome to Amandu PLC 2 podcast for teachers. Every week, we bring you bite-sized information and reflection on all things related to teaching. We are a group of teachers currently teaching in the beautiful district of Semporna, Sabah, and we meet up every Friday over coffee to talk about work with zero judgment and 100% support. So, if you are nearby, join us. If you are not, have a listen to our reflections after each PLC meetup and let us know your thoughts.
What I'm going to share to you today is about this one, individualized project-based learning, design, structure, and process. So I'm trying my best. I'll do my best to address all this here so that everyone can get to see what is it about and have some ideas on building or doing your own project-based learning. All right. Before I start, I'd like to put this as a very good reminder to all of us as teachers. And I think generally to a person, be open to learning new lessons, even if they contradict the lessons you learned yesterday. So I always live by this quote by Ellen DeGeneres. I think this is a very important and also a very powerful reminder to teachers that we are not only teaching, but we're also learners. Okay. The objectives of today's sharing, on my side, I have two here. I hope to share to you about the process. So I highlighted the word process because what I'm sharing to you today is the process of doing individual project-based learning and also giving you the insights of how I utilize individual project-based learning for my PBD. And then visualize to you the idea of PBL, the design, the structure, the tools that I use, and some assessment materials. Now, before that, I just wanted to clarify that this IPBL, I don't know whether this is official term or not, but actually, I just use it to, you know, like just to make it easy for me to shorten the name of my project. So I just put it here, IPBL. I don't know if it stands for other things, but in this context, you know, during this presentation, during the sharing, the context of IPBL here is individualized project-based learning. All right, so on your side, I do hope that at the end of the sharing, I hope you will gain insights and understandings of how individualized project-based learning works, and also you'll be able to have some ideas to carry out your own PBL. And I hope that we also can learn together from this. And I welcome opinions, ideas on what can I do to improve also, because this is still very much under process. Okay, so the agenda, the structure of my sharing is just these three. Number one is that brief explanation about individualized project-based learning. And then I'm going to show you very raw documents. I'm going to bring you to my Google Docs of the raw documents of the project that I'm doing. So I'm doing this project with my 5 Ibn Sina 2021. So that's why I'm going to bring you to the documents. And then after that, we will have discussion. There'll be question and answers or any takeaways. But throughout this sharing, if you have some concerns or if you need some clarification, feel free to interrupt, and then yeah, we'll take it from there. I'll just we go to our first agenda, which is understanding what is individualized project-based learning. Actually, individualized project-based learning, so IPBL, is just the same principles or theories with the project-based learning. So I think most of us or all of us here are teachers. And I think everybody knows what is project-based learning about. I don't know about you, but I think PBL is very like commonly associated with group tasks. It is like people always approach it as a group work or group task. But individualized project-based learning, they have the same, it is still the same principles and theories. It's just that it is made individualized. And here, my reference is with this. I can share to you the article later on. I can share to you all the readings list. I think I'm interested with what Dr. Yang said here about individualized project-based learning. So it is from this that I built I designed my own project-based learning. So it is an instruction method that organizes learning around projects that having students to find challenging problems, issues, design methods to approach the problems, and find solutions based on their newly acquired knowledge or information. So therefore, my personal interpretation of individualized project-based learning, here's the thing, I love to interpret everything personally. Like after I read some documents, you know, or some articles or some frameworks, I really love to interpret it based on the context of it, like still within the frameworks, and interpret it in my own, when I want to build a lesson plan or design some project, I always have this kind of interpreting it, but within the context of it. And I think it's very important for teachers to be able to do that, to personalize or to interpret frameworks, personalize, interpretation of the frameworks, because it helps us to build comprehensive and customized lessons to the students. So therefore, my interpretation of individualized project-based learning based on the same principle and theories of project-based learnings are these five things that when I design this, it must be, it has to be students will work on their project individually. It's raining outside, I'm sorry for the noise. Number two is that freedom to choose issues and topics. Students must have freedom to choose issues and topics, and then freedom to do research, to present their ideas, to create their own design, and then to do learning on their own pace, time, resources, capabilities, learning from where I am now. And also number five is personalized learning interprets as it is in students' power to begin to learn what I should want to learn, how to go on with it, what can I do with it. And I think I really like this idea of number four and five. I think this is relevant with the CEFR assessment that we are having now, that we are always emphasis on students own their learning experience. And that's why with that thought, I designed this individualized project-based learning for my class. So this is sort of the topic for my IPBL. But again, like I told you, because this is something that I'm currently working on, I'm still working on. So this topic seems to me is like, there's a lot of things that I can do with this topic, but I couldn't find, the apt topic or like the most suitable topic at this moment. But later on when I want to complete it or when I want to compile it properly, then I will think of a better topic. But at this moment, this is what it is. So this is sort of like kononnya, this is the topic lah for my IPBL. So it's promoting social justice issue by creating learning portfolio. So also, portfolios come in many forms. So I highlighted this because these are what is going to be produced by the students. So it can be documents, notes, graphics to digital archives and students created websites and everything. So the students can choose subtopics under the main topic. Okay, so why promoting social justice issues? Like why? What with the topic? So I list down here is actually the thought of coming up with this came from the DSKP, and also the principles of the DSKP, the principle number 3 and number 5. We will see more on this in my documents on why, on what are these principles, okay? And why individualized project-based learning? So why I do individualized project-based learning, not group work, or not project-based learning, like by group? This class is actually only 12 students. And then I wanted to see how actually project-based learning works to individual students. When I read some of the benefits of the project-based learning, I wanted to see, you know, can this be carried out to individual students? And will it be, you know, like meaningful for me and the students to go and do this? So why I do it? You will see it in my documents. I think you will get to understand it on the document side. All right. So I'm going to share you the documents. Again, I warn you, it's raw, it's unedited, and it's still very much in process. So feel free to judge all the grammar errors and all the incomplete sentences because it is from my Google Docs, okay? So I'll the PowerPoint stops here. I'll bring you to my document.
Amandu, PLC 2 Podcast for Teachers is brought to you by SETS. And for more information, find us on Instagram, Amandu Podcast. If you find this episode helpful, please click to subscribe to this podcast and the share button to share it with your teacher circle. As always, happy teaching and be safe!